Didsbury. The annual Didsbury Rodeo was a packed event with both spectators and competitors descending on the local Ag Society's grounds from across the province. The Foothills Cowboy Association sanctioned event on August 19 and 20 was also sanctioned by Lakeland and Chinook Rodeo Associations. Action kicked off Friday night with a 6 p.m. performance. The Elks held a pancake breakfast and parade on Saturday morning with rodeo performances starting at 1 p.m. during Saturday's opening ceremony. Announcer Tim Welter paid tribute to Didsbury Agricultural Society volunteer Cassandra Lynn Miller Snyder, who lost her life in a road collision near Carstairs on March 8, 2022. As her family stood in the rodeo arena, Cassie's horse was led around, boots and stirrups, in an emotional homage to the 21-year-old. As infield action got underway, rodeo queens from Sundry and Crossfield mingled with spectators in the packed stands. Unfortunately for the bareback riders, not one had a qualifying ride. Brommer Gayering won bull riding with a 71 on Mr. Dinkelman. Denver Leach took second place with a 66 on Hotwire. Bo Gerdner and Ben Lind notched no times. Hadley Schiffner took first place in junior barrel racing, clocking a 16.953, with Reese Desmet close behind in second with a time of 16.994. Third place went to Jaden Donald with a time of 17.033. In junior breakaway, Grace Havens was the only one to rack up points with a time of 16.100. Bo Gardner of Arrowwood took first place in junior bull riding with a score of 72 on Riff Raff. Walker Skiba rode Fast Freddy to second place with a 68, while Keston Lawin notched a 66 on James N. Jellies. Colt Richards won the junior steer riding with a 71, while Jace Lomheim and Glenn Erickson tied for second with scores of 70. The field was thick with ladies barrel racing contenders with more than 40 entered. Lindsay Kubas from Nanton took top spot with a time of 16.092. Kati MacArthur's 16.189 time earned her a second place, while third went to Shelby George with a time of 16.244. The only ladies' breakaway roping contender to complete her ride was Araya Monroe of Strathmore with a 15. In novice horse riding, Jared Kohea took first place with a 64 on Silver Dollar. Brilly Scott took second with a 61 on Card Shark, while three other competitors did not have qualifying rides. Denton Argent won the Saddle Bronc event with a 70 on Wild Mile, while Cody Albertson took second with a 69 ride on Gin Rummy. Coming in third was Brilly Scott on Silk Worm with a 66. In steer wrestling, Garrett Ziefel took first place with a time of 8.5, while Glenn Allen Nash placed second with a time of 15.9. Third place went to Eric Isabel with a time of 20. For headers and heelers, it was the duo of Glenn Allen Nash and Clint Sandercock who took first place in team roping with a time of 6.9. Coming in second was T. Hunter and Levi Hunter with a time of 7, while Laren Blake and Mace Perozak took third with a time of 7.3. T. Hunter was the winner of the tie-down roping event with 9.3, followed by Bryce Kulbacki, 9.4, and Chase Kellett, 9.7. Capping off the weekend festivities was the Clifford Scott Antique Tractor Pull on August 21.